Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. I greet each and every one of you on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, O God, for you are a good God. You are a loving God. You are a faithful God. God, you do all things but fail. Lord, I thank you, O God, for waking us up this morning, O God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Oh, gracious Father, we decrease on this morning in order for you to increase within us. Father God, we ask that you will have thine own way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, come and reside with us, oh God. For God, you promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And God, we know that you are true to your word. Father God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. And Father God, we give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to the book of Joshua, first chapter and the 8th verse. Very familiar scripture. Joshua 1 and 8. And it says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. Today we're going to talk about meditating on the Word of God. The scriptures teach meditation that actually engages the mind for the purpose of understanding God's Word and putting it into practice. So how can we meditate on God's Word so that it produces in us fruitful and holy lives before God? What does it actually mean to meditate? It means that we don't just read the Bible. We allow the Bible to reside in us. We just soak in it. We allow the Word of God to revelate us. We let it become a part of us. We let it become a part of our lifestyle. We memorize it in so many ways. We reflect on it in every way. People of God, let me encourage you in your Bible reading to meditate. Just don't read through the Bible and just say, "I read the Bible for today." Let it meditate in your heart. Let it meditate in your spirit. Allow revelation to come. Allow wisdom to be developed. Hallelujah. Meditate. Reflect on the Word of God. Reflect on what you are reading. Pray according to what you are reading. God called Joshua to continual meditation. He said, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." People of God, that is what God is saying to us today. We want spiritual prosperity as well as natural prosperity. We have to meditate on the Word of God. We have to do everything what the Word of God is saying. We just can't pick up the Bible on Sunday mornings and just leave it for the rest of the week. We have to read the Bible daily. Biblical meditation expands from merely just thinking about it to speaking it on your lips, coming out from your mouth. We have what we say. And see, this passage also states the purpose of meditation, that is obedience to God's word, which produces prosperity and success before God. Come on here, somebody. It is very important to meditate on the word of God. Meditation requires sacrifice. Oh, you're going to get this. Meditation requires time. Meditation requires an effort on your part. It can't be rushed. It involves withdrawing from distractions of this life so that we can fix our thoughts on God and His Word. By shutting out the noise of this world, we are better able to focus our attention on God and understand His ways. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. Psalm 119:99. Biblical meditation seeks to apply God's word to our lives. Psalm 19:14. It states this truth. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And I was reading from the New International Version. Meditating on God's word becomes pleasing in God's sight because it results in the transformation of our lives. The word transforms you. The word changes you. So as we read and speak God's truth and actually ponder on it, the Holy Spirit enables us to put that truth into practice. In Philippians 4:8-9, the Apostle Paul gives us this beautiful and complete scenery of biblical meditation. It says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Meditation is a way of applying God's word to your life, learning of God, taking it deep into our hearts so that the Holy Spirit can work through it to guide us, to teach us, to purify us, and transform us from within. We can listen to the Bible, read it, and memorize scripture to get it into our minds. But then we must also ponder it continually in our hearts so that we can gain a deeper understanding of it and how it applies to our lives. I want you to understand that there are four practical tips for meditating on God's word. Number one, you must set aside time and place. You must set aside a time and place each day when you are least likely to be interrupted or distracted to get alone and meditate on God's word. You have to spend time with Him. In order to know God, you have to know Him through His word, and you have to know Him through prayer. Number two, you have to start with prayer and ask God to help you with your meditation. You can ask the Lord to draw you closer to Him, to open your eyes to His truth, to help you apply that truth in your life, and to transform you as you meditate on God's word. Number three, you have to choose a small section of scripture. Because some of us just cannot begin with the big picture. Just start, because I often heard this sometimes. Some people have a hard time reading or just sitting still concentrating. And some people just don't like to read. There are Bible apps now on your phone, on your different devices. But there is no excuse. Even if you don't like to read, you can put your earbuds in and allow the person to speak to you. They have the audio Bibles now. So there is no excuse. You have to choose a small section of scripture. Think about what the passage means. Study it in depth so that you can understand it in context. Take notes. Ask questions. Memorize the passage. Ask God what He wants to say to you through the text. And I also tell people, get you a good study Bible. There are many different types of Bibles that can fit what you're looking for. But people of God, we have to study and meditate on God's word in order to stand. Because let me tell you something, Satan knows the word, yes he does, but he don't know how to apply it. You have the power to apply the word of God. But how can you apply the word when you don't know the word? Come on here, somebody. How can you apply the word when you don't have his spirit, the power to make the word, to allow the word to work for you? And number four, consider how you can apply that scripture to your life in practical ways and ask God to help you follow through in obedience to what he has shown you through his word. Ah, my God. Meditate on the word. And God said, only by you meditating, only by you meditating on the word day and night, that he will make your way prosperous. And then, and only then, you will have good success. We don't have to struggle. Because God told us right here what to do. We can speak to our situation. We can apply the situation by the word of God and watch it change. We don't have to go through sickness because we can apply what God said regarding our health in scriptures. He said, by his stripes that I'm already healed. So I'm going to take that scripture and I'm going to apply it to my health needs, to whatever part of my body that needs healing. And I'ma stand on it, and I'ma keep speaking it until it come to pass. Come on here, somebody. Meditating, you cannot walk this faith journey without the word of God. You got to meditate. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, we praise you. We glorify you because truly this is the day that you have made. And yes, God, we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, thank you for teaching us how to meditate on your word. Thank you for teaching us how to apply your word to our situation, to anything that we go through. God, we say thank you. We glorify you. And from this day forward, we shall walk according to your will and to your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you and thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. If you need to contact me, it is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this